apple.
I says, what is it, Jimmy? Jimmy Rebbin.
I'm what is it, Jimmy?
All right.
Jimmy Rebbin.
Representative from this end of the county.
Representative.
And he says, I will make you executive first vice president and general manager and raise your salary $100 a month more than the highest salary they ever give you while you were here. If you will take it. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you very much. But when I left there, I had enough.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you very much.
I don't want any more. Well, he says, you're certainly disappointing me.
Well, he said,
because I wanted you as my general manager.
But I wanted you as my general manager.
Jimmy, I can appreciate that the most in the world.
Jimmy,
but
I can appreciate
I don't care for it. I've had all of it I want. You know, that's a great responsibility.
You know, that's a great responsibility.
When I went to that business,
they
were doing about 43 to... From 40 hours,
they were doing about
from 40 to $50,000 a year.
That
that's all the business they were doing. And the first year I was there, they owed more money than they were able to pay.
More money.
But the first year that I was there, I put it over
$100,000. First year that I was there, I put it over $100,000.
And from there, I went to $750,000. And on the fourth year, I paid the mortgage off and burned it out. Stockholders' meeting.
I paid the mortgage off. Wow.
And for 32 years, I never failed to pay my stockholders a 10% dividend. That's what I paid them every year that I was there. But I give them what the company made.
But I give them what.
I didn't have no extra pocket.
I didn't
thank God for one thing. I could come home and sleep good at night.
God for one thing.
When I left there. Because that money was theirs and not mine. And I handled it a whole lot more careful than if it had been mine. I'd done that. And I left there, and when I left there, there was one director, and he saw that when it, that
one
direct minute,
and he saw
that they accepted my resignation on retirement. That's in the records today, in the minutes. He saw that that was there. He said, suppose somebody comes in here 25 or 30 years from now and says, why did that old man stay as many years as he did and then leave? What was wrong? He said, I want that to show in retirement. And that's what it was. So I could appreciate that in him. Very much.
I could appreciate that. And very much.
The old president of the company that died.
The old president
him and me
of the
taking
died.
Vacations together.
Him and me taking.
And we got along just like two fellows should get along.
We got along just like two
but after he
become
disabled, he had a stroke. Why he never was active anymore. The man that taken his place, the devil himself couldn't get along with him. I did for a few years until I reached the age. And I had some good luck. I bought some property. And turned it into a ranch. Went in the cattle.
Turned it into a ranch.
And that ranch didn't owe me or nobody else anything when I sold it. A little syndicate of doctors down in Tampa got to, everybody was getting rich on oranges, you know. They had to have a citrus grove. And in this ranch, I had over 100 acres. It would make good citrus grove. That was good citrus grove land. And I made them a price on it. And they surprisingly bought it. I give them a price that I didn't think they would ever buy it. But they did. They came back and bought it. And I made quite a handful of money on that. And that ranch didn't owe anybody anything. I had had good luck with it. Cattle had brought a good price in them days and times.